Lesson 4. Church Associations. Defining Church Associations. When a Christian meets Christians from different local churches, questions arise. They ask why his beliefs and practices are different from theirs. He notices that there are doctrinal differences between different kinds of churches. There are great differences in worship styles. A church member may look for a religious identity that is broader than his local church. He wants to see that his church is part of a category of churches that believe the same doctrines and cooperate and fellowship together. He doesn't want to feel that his own congregation is the only church in the world that has its particular beliefs and practices. In Lesson 1, we studied the following statement. For doctrinal stability, a local church should have three things. 1. A conviction that the Bible is the absolute authority. 2. The essential doctrines of historic Christianity. 3. Fellowship in an association of churches with good theology. In this lesson, we are talking about the third in the list. A definition of a church association. A church association is a group of churches that has central leadership, shares certain beliefs, commits to accomplish certain goals together, and has some form of fellowship together. Weak and strong association types. An association could be called weak or strong, depending on the strength of the elements that hold the association together. In weak associations, the central leadership has very little authority over the local church. The list of common beliefs may be very short and basic. The common goals may not require much participation from the congregations, and the fellowship may be infrequent meetings of representatives of the congregations. In those associations, each church property is owned by the local congregation, and a local church can choose to leave the association at any time. Churches may leave the association if they feel that it no longer meets a need for them. The members of a weak association usually emphasize the autonomy of the local church. They do not want the association to govern the local church, so they carefully limit the authority of the association. Therefore, to call an association weak is not to say that it is failing in its purpose. The members of a weak association want the central authority to be weak. The authority is decentralized and held by the local churches. In strong associations, the central leadership has the authority to overrule local leaders. The list of common beliefs covers many issues. The congregations are expected to give for the common goals, and the congregations have frequent contact with each other. The church properties may be owned by the association. If so, individual churches cannot choose to leave the association. Members of strong associations tend to look to the central leadership for solutions to some kinds of problems. They emphasize commitment to the association along with commitment to the local church. Various kinds of church associations exist. An association may not have all of the characteristics of a strong or weak association, but can be classified as weaker or stronger depending on which characteristics they have. Strong associations are often called denominations. Responsibilities of a denomination. A strong church association may be called a denomination. That does not mean that it has all of the characteristics of a strong association, but that it could be described as strong rather than weak. A good denomination exists to serve the local churches. The denomination helps the churches to accomplish things together that most local churches cannot do well alone. 1. It provides a sense of identity in distinction from other kinds of churches. The members of a local church know that they are different from other churches in their area. They are encouraged to know that they are part of a group of churches that share their doctrines. 2. It establishes doctrine. A local church should not feel free to change and develop its doctrine without listening to anyone else. The denomination should hold the historic, essential doctrines of Christianity, but also have more detailed doctrines that they believe are scriptural. 3. it sets qualifications for pastors and church members. The denomination should set standards so that the pastors and members of the churches set a consistent Christian example. Qualifications should be based on those provided in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1, but need to be made clear for each culture. 4. It provides a system of church administration. The denomination should provide the local church with a system for appointing people to positions in the church and for maintaining accountability. 5. It provides a means of training pastors. Many churches do not have the resources and materials to train future pastors. The denomination should develop a training program that is accessible and practical. 6. It guides the placement of pastors in churches. Pastors without churches and churches without pastors can be helped by denominational leaders. Good denominational leaders will respect the faithful local leaders of the church in all decisions. 7. It provides guidance when the local church has a crisis. If the local church is divided on an issue or does not have trusted leadership, denominational leaders should help. 8. It coordinates and supports mission and church planting efforts. The group of churches should share a vision for mission work. They combine resources and support people to accomplish mission goals. 9. It provides fellowship on a larger scale than the local church. Members are encouraged to share time with members of other churches from the denomination. 10. It organizes events that bring the churches together. The denomination should organize conventions and conferences that help the churches fellowship and set goals together. 11. It sends leaders to the churches to give counsel and encouragement. Someone from the association leadership should visit every church at least once per year, and more often would be better. 12. It provides counsel for developing the financial sustainability of the local ministry. The association should emphasize the potential of the local church and guide them to financial maturity. If a denomination properly serves these purposes, it can be a valuable help for accomplishing the purposes of the church. It would be impossible for most local churches to fulfill all the above responsibilities alone. Denominational leaders must remember that the denomination exists to serve the local churches. Local church commitment to the denomination. This list will not be exactly the same for every denomination, but it is a general description of what denominations usually require of their churches. The local church commits to do the following. 1. Accept the denomination's doctrinal statement, teach the doctrines, and not allow contrary doctrines to be taught in the church. 2. Teach and require members to live a consistent Christian life. 3. Participate in conventions and other events, and support the cost as much as they are able. 4. Provide an accurate annual report of attendance, conversions, staff, and income. 5. Maintain unity with the denomination's other congregations and leaders, and deal with conflicts in a biblical way. 6. Not participate with any other organization that requires a similar commitment. The relationship between a mission and its church association. Sometimes churches are in a relationship with an international mission organization. The mission may start churches, or existing churches may affiliate with the mission. The churches connected to a mission form an association. At the beginning, foreign missionaries may live in the country and be the leaders of the association. Over time, leadership develops from the national pastors. A mission should have the goal of developing leaders so that foreign missionaries do not continue to lead the church association directly. When national association leaders have been developed, there are three levels in the organization: mission leadership, association leadership, and local church pastors. The association leaders work directly with the pastors. The mission leaders work mostly with the association leaders. Some missions provide strong central leadership that forms a strong association of churches. Other missions provide help to a weak association of churches and do not assert any authority over them. If the relationships among the three levels are not clearly explained, there may be misunderstandings. Sometimes people from the churches contact mission leaders about their needs instead of the association leaders, because they think the mission is more generous with resources. Mission leaders sometimes work directly with churches, bypassing association leadership. This confuses association leaders because it makes their role unclear. In a previous section, we listed the responsibilities of a denomination. In a church association started by a mission, the responsibilities are accomplished by the association leaders and the mission leaders working together. Over a period of time, the association leaders should gradually take more of the responsibility. The ideal condition of a mature association is that it could function well even if it did not have help from a mission. 7 summary statements. 1. An association of churches helps the stability of the local church. 2. Associations can be called weak or strong, depending on how important the central leadership is. 3. Members of a weak association emphasize the autonomy of the local churches. 4. Members of a strong association emphasize commitment to the association along with commitment to the local church. 5. A church cannot be in a denomination and also be in another association that requires a strong commitment. 6. A denomination exists to help churches accomplish their purpose through cooperation. 7. An international mission should gradually transfer responsibilities to the association leadership.